September 9th. Today, I met a guy. He's new at my job, and I was just ready to quit, but God, there's something about him. He's handsome, of course, but I don't know, there's this energy about him. I can't get him off my mind. It's probably nothing, and I should keep my expectations low, especially what happened last time. I don't want to get my heart broken again. Oh well, fingers crossed, I guess. September 20th. New guy and I finally got to talk to one another at lunch. He's sweet. I learned a lot about him. He likes video games, movies, TV shows, most media in general. I hope he didn't think I was rude being on my phone, but I had to make sure I wrote down everything so I can watch them all on my time off. I can't wait to learn more about him. It's too early to ask for his socials, but I just have to keep being patient. September 21st. Okay, I broke. I asked for his Instagram, which he willingly gave. Oh, I am so excited. It was linked to his Facebook, his Twitter, his Tumblr, and everything else in his digital life. I usually am not one for social media, but it's always helpful to have an account just for these situations. God, I'm gonna be up late tonight. There's so much to learn about you, darling. Let's see if you're really too good to be true. September 22nd. God, he's perfect. I know my therapist said that I need to work on my obsessiveness and compulsive stalking, but am I really hurting anyone? I'm not violating any boundaries. He gave me his Instagram, which had his other socials linked, so technically he invited this. But God, he's so great. Seems introverted like me. Definitely a Redditor with the memes he's reposted. Even some original content too, which I loved. His taste in movies is great. And looks like he tried streaming a little bit, so there were some old videos. He has a cute voice. I can't wait to hear it say good morning to me again. For now, I think I might just save a few of my favorite pictures of him on my phone just in case he has a quit social media phase. The one with him shirtless is definitely going in my hidden folder. I'm definitely going to get some mileage out of this tonight. I promise that this is more than that, though. There's lust, but... God, I think this is love. October 3rd. He asked me what day it was. I told him it was October 3rd. It feels like he's been looking for reasons to chat with me ever since I began throwing in little references to his favorite shows and movies. I even bought socks with his favorite horror movie monster on it. He was really excited about those. I also stole a pair of his underwear whilst he was using the office building's gym on lunch, which I guess is a violation of boundaries, but Dr. Cyrus said I'm still doing very well, all things considered. I can't wait to use these later tonight. Oh, God, how does he smell so good? I guess love does make you do crazy things. It's too soon to tell him I love you, but I think I might ask him on a date. I can do this. Just need to be patient. October 16th. Today is the day. I asked him out to come over and watch movies at my place. He seemed really excited when I offered to host and downloaded the new sequel to one of those superhero movies he loves, which, to be real, I kind of love now too. I guess that's what love really does, huh? Expands your horizons and helps you be a better version of yourself. I've managed to do very well. Sure, I've got a healthy collection of his socks and underwear stored under my bed. So much so he had to bring extra to work just in case, and for some reason they seemed already worn. And all those pictures of him at work I've been taking. It doesn't matter. Tonight is the night. I'm going to confess how I feel, and it's going to be great. Nothing can go wrong. Oh, fuck. What are you doing? Are you reading my journal? Fuck. That's so embarrassing. I knew I should have put it in my room, but you showed up early, and I just threw it in the drawer, and please tell me you didn't read much. I can tell by the look on your face. You read a lot, didn't you? Oh, fuck. I am so sorry. I can explain. Really, I'm not crazy. I promise. I've been working really hard with my therapist, and he says I've made great progress, and he even says I'm doing really... You don't care. You're actually into it. No, you're shitting me. You have a thing for yanderes. That's a thing? Seriously. Please just tell me the truth. Don't mess with me. I've been hurt before, and I just need you to be honest with me. Wow, you really are serious. Wait, you knew I was into you? I guess... No, yeah, that actually makes sense. Leaving the extra underwear for me and not reporting it to HR. Yeah, I don't know why, I just assumed that was normal. Wow, this is great. Wow, it still feels so hard to believe. So, wait a second. You know I'm madly in love with you. That I've been stalking you. That I've stolen your underwear. Learned all your interests. Taken photos behind your back. And none of this is a red flag to you? The red flags make it better. What? I can't believe. Oh my god, you're perfect for me. Oh my god. Oh, you're perfect. You're so perfect for me. Wait. God. I'm getting way too ahead of myself. My therapist thinks I should take things slow. You don't want to? You're sure? You give me permission to go full yandere mode. Okay. You asked for it. Oh, gimme, please. Please get it out now. Wow. It's as amazing as I remember it to be. I mean, this is the first time I'm seeing it. Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. No more lies. Your cock is just as amazing as I remember it, peeking into the work showers. God. Do you know how many times I almost got caught? Oh, you're the perfect size. Oh, you taste incredible. Oh. Oh, you're so perfect for me. You're so perfect. Oh. Oh. Oh, does that feel good? Yeah. Incredible. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. You're getting close. You want to fuck me? Like you had any other choice. You said full yandere, and I am going to get everything I want. God, sorry, I'm not used to this at all. Can I be on top? Oh God, I fucking adore you. I'm so fucking happy. Oh, fuck. No, sorry. I don't want to ruin this. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to cry. It's just... For so long, I've tried to find someone who appreciates me for who I am. I've tried really hard to suppress how clingy, needy, and, for lack of a better word, crazy I am. And it's just... This is so nice. Your hugs feel so good. Do you love me? I appreciate your honesty. It's okay, you're not there yet. But if you're sure you're okay with me being madly in love with you like this... Okay, if you're sure... I don't think I'm actually ready for sex yet. Could you maybe come on my face, though? I really want to be marked by you. You only do that with people who are your girlfriend. Oh. Well, that's fine. Oh, you mean you want me to be your girlfriend? Yes, 1,000 times yes. Okay. Now time for me to make my boyfriend come. Okay, give me back that cock. I'm so fucking happy. I love this boyfriend cock. Do you love this girlfriend tongue? I love it. Oh, your cock is pulsating, baby. Are you ready to give your girlfriend that huge load? Oh, yeah. Okay, let me go a little faster. Oh, please, baby. Oh, come for me. Come for me, please. Oh, yes. Fuck, yes, please. Oh, fuck, yes. Holy shit. Oh, there's so much. Fuck. Oh, yes, cover my face. Fuck, oh, yes, give me all of that cum. Oh, thank you so, so much for that, baby. Where are you going? Oh my god. A towel. Thank you. You're so sweet. But, is it okay if I just kind of just sit here with it for a minute? Just a minute. I promise. I just don't want this moment to end. Hey, I know this is kind of weird to say with your massive load caking my face, but thank you. You made me feel so good tonight. Like, someone finally accepted me for who I am, and that means the world to me. I adore you. I really do. So much. Oh, you want to watch something and cuddle now? Okay. Just, maybe give my face a few more seconds to dry before we cuddle. I adore you. I adore you so.